welcome to Run With It, Canada's running fitness and health program. The show airs on Novus TV, the Healthy Living Network, and you can catch the show globally because it airs on YouTube. On this month's episode, I was in conversation with Kim Vopney, personal trainer and pelvic health coach, so stay tuned for that. We have a Q&A with Ryan Brown, he's a personal trainer and wellness coach. But first, let's go to Doctor's Corner. Check this out. Back on Doctor's Corner, we have naturopathic physician Dr. Lucas McMillan, and he's here today to talk about when his passion began. Welcome back.
Hello. Yes, great to be here again.
Always great to have you back on the show, and I want to talk about when your passion for getting into what you're doing, which is really needed.
Yeah, it all started. I basically was a registered nurse, or rather a student to become a registered nurse, and had a chance to get a feel for the healthcare system and different ways to help people. And I realized that although we're helping people in an amazing way, it just wasn't really where I fit, that I could be doing my part a way that better fits me somewhere else, doing a different role. So I wanted to do something that really allowed me to use my strengths. I like to sit. I like to talk to people. I like to get to know what's going on. I really like to take that time. And taking that time isn't something that's easily available in the hospitals. Mm-hmm. There are so many people that need so much care. There's so many resources being put toward that that isn't really something that I am good at. I don't divide myself well. I can focus well, but to multitask isn't something I really do that well. So I was looking at other options. And with this, I can give people most of the things that they need, and I can refer out for the things that I can't offer. I feel really well suited to help people being a naturopathic physician.
And how does it make you feel when the patient says to you, oh, I feel you've helped me?
That is a hard thing to put into words. Yeah, because that reaction, that's exactly it. And I wish, you know, we could take all the credit for it. Really what we're doing is we're helping to remove everything that's in the way of the person getting better, of the person healing themselves. I mean, you spend a half an hour in the doctor's office, you have a lot of hours in between to fix yourself, to put everything into practice. But we can give people the tools, we can really give them a boost, we can give them the assessments, we can give them the tips and tricks to really get them there. And so those moments are kind of a shared moment where it's like, we made it, we did this, we've done it. And it's, oh man, yeah, it really is amazing. It really is an awesome part of the job.
That's wonderful. And congratulations on your practice, Delbrook Integrative Medicine. Tell us about that.
Yes. So now I'm the proud director, owner of a multidisciplinary clinic. Very exciting for me. So I'm having a chance to bring together a team and work with a team that is interested in health from different perspectives. So I have my area of expertise, my area of training, they have theirs. So currently I have massage therapists on board. We're always looking to expand the team. We're in the middle of renovating this clinic, so it's kind of an exciting time, crazy time to be bringing people in. So I'm pretty excited to be here for that. But we want to expand the scope to serve what people need. Because in the end, it's all about what the person in front of you needs to be healthy and to feel better and to really get the most out of life.
Mm-hmm. And so what services do you offer?
As a naturopathic physician, a lot. So usually starts off with a comprehensive intake, often includes blood work, so I might have somebody go to Life Labs. We're now ordering or doing the blood draws in-house, so we can actually bring the blood draws to Life Labs for you. So we can do everything here to save you a little bit of time. It's an added service that we're now offering. We do on-site urinalysis, various other tests that we can ship off to other labs as well. Then for actual treatments, we have an onboard dispensary with a number of products. I do spinal adjustments, so where we can basically work on people's alignment and mobility, offer prescription medications for the people who need it, including bioidentical hormones, antibiotics, and quite a range of other things. I'm trained and certified in acupuncture. I do a number of intramuscular injections to help relax muscle and decrease pain. I offer regenerative injections like prolotherapy and PRP to help really decrease pain for things like osteoarthritis of the knees and hips. Quite a range of things. I mean, we really try to offer what people need. And if it's beyond what we have resources in the area that we can lean on and people that we can refer to really try to fill those gaps. But I like to think this is an unusually comprehensive one-stop shop kind of place. That is by far the goal of what we want to offer. We want convenient and covered care.
Mm-hmm. And you treat runners, of course. And
absolutely, yeah. If we live in the North Shore in Greater Vancouver, a lot of the people take advantage of just the amazing outside, the amazing outdoors that we have, and it's hard not to. So sometimes you're going to have a sore joint or two, or you're going to roll your ankle. Later today, I have people coming in with sore knees, actually, and actually, one of them is a runner. I think that's, I don't think it's from running, but it's getting in the way of her running. So that's one of the things we're hoping to help her with.
Yeah. So what about a hamstring injury? How would you treat that?
Yeah. So very much depends on exactly where that came from. So step one is we want to get a sense of how bad it is, how often it happens, and what the triggers are. So for many people, it's almost as simple as rebalancing their muscles a little bit and getting a sense of exactly when this started to happen. So if it happened when I went from running 5 kilometers to running 15 kilometers, it really is sometimes that simple. Well, okay, we're going to dial you back to that 5 kilometer mark. We're going to stabilize you there to be sure you can handle that and gradually dial you back up at a conscious approach, a conscious speed. Sometimes it's that simple. Yes. Other times it's as simple as filling in the nutrient requirements. Simple whey protein, collagen, and basic nutrients. For some people, it makes a surprising big difference on how well they can recover. And we have research on how well some of these things work if they're used appropriately. There is such a thing as people who don't have enough protein in their diet. It's as much as people know about it, it's still a relatively common thing. It's still relatively simple to deal with. There's low iron, there's hormonal deficiencies that are, you know, I wouldn't say rampant, but they're common enough that it's something that we see and something that people feel better having or feel better having addressed and feel better, you know, once these are addressed, they're more likely to be safe and be effective in their sport. Like I try to focus on sports performance and sometimes that's the trick. Sometimes that's what gets them to the next level.
So, and you look at everything.
Yeah, that's the goal, exactly. Sometimes it hurts right here, but the problem isn't right here. This is the symptom, or this is the red flag that your body puts up to say, I have an imbalance somewhere. So that's an important concept, is sometimes what hurts or what you feel isn't really what we need to address to make that feel better. That's the goal, but that's not always the route we take. Mm-hmm. We usually address it directly, but that's often a part of the picture, especially if it's recurring. If it's recurring, there's something else going on.
Yes.
You're built to run. You're built to move. If you can't, there's a reason. There's something deeper in there that we need to find.
How do you maintain your stamina as a father of two?
Yes, yeah, between that and the relatively new clinic, I was previously at another one, so it's not new practice for me, but there's been a lot of new balls in the air. And it's important to have some kind of passion and something that keeps pulling you back. So for me, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is one. I think my black eye is mostly gone. I had a little bit of one from recent training. Hopefully that doesn't show up on the camera. But guitar is another thing I like to lean on. So when times are a little bit tough, if my head's in a funny place, I can kind of jam that out and crunch one off on the electric guitar or the acoustic. Or I dabble in a bunch of that.
Or a musician.
Oh, yeah.
Musician. It's,
definitely less than I would like these days. I miss the days that it was every day, but I still have my calluses. My goal is to always keep those up so that when I want to play, it doesn't hurt. Those outlets are super important. So exercise is a big one. We need to have something that calls our name so that even when we're busy, it pulls us out. And even if we're not doing it all the time, something that's important enough to us that we go back to it as soon as we're given the opportunity. I think that's what's keeping me going, is that I love these things and I make a point of keeping them as part of my life.
For more information, where can they go?
Yeah, so the clinic website is delbrookintegrative.com. That's where you can learn more about the amazing things that happen in this location. So the team member updates, the services updates, we're trying to expand what we offer to better serve the people who come here, because we want it to very much be that comprehensive one-stop shop to whatever extent we possibly can, and bring in more team members and more offerings to fill those gaps, to really help people. That team approach really can be amazing for health. My personal website is drlucasmack.com, so that's where you can learn a little bit more about me. You can learn to see more of the articles that I've written, see some of the videos that I've done. It's constantly updating that, if I'm not falling behind building clinics and stuff. But two great resources to learn more about what we offer and what kind of things to expect from a naturopathic physician and from a multidisciplinary clinic.
That's wonderful, and thank you very much for coming on the show. We'd love you to come back.
Hey, my pleasure. Yeah, fun as always. Yeah, I'm always happy being here. You're fun to work with. Yeah.
We really enjoyed our time together. Likewise, Dr. McMillan. who are, like, are there runners, like a whole mixed bag of people that you deal with?
Yeah, I really don't have a specific niche. I work with everybody from athletes to runners to like, there's, you know, business professionals, realtors, lawyers, doctors, pregnancy, pre-pregnancy, post-pregnancy.
Post-pregnancy.
Prenatal, post, yeah, and all that. So I work with everybody pretty much. It's not like, and if, you know, I know my scope really well. If there's somebody that I'm not sure, I can't work with them. Like, say if they talk to me and they want a bunch of supplement and nutrition advice, I'm not a dietitian, so I'll refer them. And
So how does it make you feel to be helping others?
Yeah, that's what really inspired me to get into it. It's just that's the main inspiration and drive behind my passion for fitness and health, is because it makes me feel so good just to simplify someone's life and put it together like a simple program that really changes their life forever. And their quality of life, and they can tell, like, they're feeling better, they got more energy, they're getting better sleep, they're getting stronger, and they can see a goal, and they can see a light at the end of the tunnel, they're starting to tone up. And it changes a person's quality of life from, like, depressed to, like,
yes,
feeling like they're accomplishing something and they have control over their life. I really just try to set up my clients for life so they can just do it on their own. And I'm not with them all the time. I just, you know, teach people how to do it on their own.
That's wonderful. And when you exercise or following a healthy lifestyle, it helps with your mental health as well. Joining me, I'm excited to have back on the show Kim Botman. She's a certified personal trainer. She's a pelvic health floor specialist, and she's here today to talk about pelvic health. And she's going to be giving an entrance into the Puff Muff Challenge, 28 days. So welcome. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Nice to see you again.
Yes, online.
Online. We're all virtual now.
Yes. So, you know, I mean, we talked about it on the show before about pelvic health and raising awareness, and how important is it to let people know that our pelvic health is so important, and tell us why.
Yeah, I think it's been a bit of a, it's been a journey for me watching for the last 15 years or almost 16 years that I've been doing this, the increase in awareness, which is amazing, because that's ultimately what part of my mission was to get more information out there, because so many women were confused or completely uninformed or misinformed with regards to pelvic health. And anything that they may have read was probably do your Kegel exercises. And even that was confusing, because typically they're prescribed as an exercise, but very rarely are they taught, and very rarely were people given a true assessment or evaluation of their pelvic floor to determine if the way that the Kegels are typically prescribed is actually the way that you should be doing them, because there's different ways to do them. There's different elements to focus on within a Kegel exercise. So it's a part of the body that's not easy for people to talk about. There's often shame, there's taboo associated, it might be a bit embarrassing. And the more we can do to get the information out there, to start the conversations, and to also inform women so they then know what other healthcare practitioners they have, what questions they should be asking those healthcare practitioners, then they put themselves in a position of power, because knowledge is power, and then they can advocate for themselves, rather than what most people do is typically wait, often for several years, until a problem is really bothersome, and then they will go to their family physician. And the medical community plays a really key role, but in my opinion, it's not necessarily what I would recommend for a first line of defense. So the more people know about pelvic floor physio, that's usually who I recommend people see first. Then from there, the physios can kind of screen off if it is a medical condition, or if it is Kegel exercises or pelvic floor muscle training, then you're in the hands of somebody who can evaluate and treat, but also teach appropriately. And then people are, they're just more informed, I guess. So it's important because influence is so many parts of our life. It has to do with our continence. It has to do with our power and control, like core control and stability. It is directly tied to our sexual health, our sexual life, response, satisfaction or lack thereof. So really, really important jobs, childbirth. I mean, if you're a, if it's a female pelvis or a pregnant person, there's potentially pregnancy and childbirth associated there. So really, 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 really important key aspects of our life that are kind of, you know, tossed to the wayside or not considered at all. And that really needs to change, in my opinion.
And it is changing because you are a pioneer. You are creating waves. And you know, like when you leak, it's not, you can fix it. It's not. So you can't just, oh, it's leak. I'm getting older. No, you can.
Totally. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of pioneers. There's a lot of amazing people doing great work, and social media has definitely played a role in increasing awareness. So it's, you know, I say now it's almost like the reverse now. It's pelvic health is actually trendy. You know, people want to become more informed from a move. Like if you're a fitness professional or what have you, people want to get more informed because it transforms the way they train their clients and it transforms their clients' lives. So it's trendy, but it's not a trend that's going to disappear. It's something that's here to stay. So that's a good thing. And yes, it absolutely has changed from when I started doing this. So there's been huge improvements in terms of awareness, collaboration between healthcare professionals, and also women just knowing more themselves so they can advocate for themselves and seek out help.
Yeah. So let's talk about the challenge. I mean, it's an app, right?
You
fill out a quiz and then you...
Yeah, it's not, I mean, there's a couple of pre-screening questions for people, but essentially what I recognized in people is even if they had seen a pelvic floor physio and they knew how to do Kegels correctly and they knew how to coordinate with movement and all that kind of stuff, they still would say to me, well, I just forget to do them, or I just forget what exercises are the best. So a big piece was being reminded, and everybody generally has their phone now, so they get a daily reminder, and then when they open up the app, there's also a list of 5 things to do. So there's some that are down training and there's some that are up training, and it's coordinated with movement. And so it's usually about, the max is around 10 minutes a day. So it's not a huge time commitment. And what people love is the reminder. They love that they're told exactly what to do, how many sets and reps. And when they check it off, there's a satisfying little ding, like it's complete, well done. And then they get some points. And the points they can use to unlock bonus content, which is additional learning. There's a copy of my book. There's a meal plan. So there's other incentive for them to keep going. But really an incentive is that they start to notice change pretty quickly. And then they want more because they love they don't have to wear pads now. They love that they can, you know, have sex freely without having to think, am I going to leak here? Or, you know, there's a lot of freedom that comes with not having incontinence.
Yes. If people want to go into the entrance, you're giving away an entrance to...
Yeah. I would love to give away free entrance to one of your audience, one person. And the next challenge begins July 7th. So I run one every single month on the first Tuesday of the month. And if you happen to have any pregnant people who are listening as well, I also offer a pregnant version, which is called Birth Like a Boss. And it's very much... it's pelvic health, but it's focused very much on birth prep and recovery. So that one also runs once a month. And you can find both programs at vaginacoach.com. But yeah, so I would love to have one of your audience join us in the July 7th challenge and get their Kegel Mojo on.
What's next for you, Kim?
Well, I am working on a book. So I had self-published a book called Your Pelvic Floor a number of years ago. And I was recently approached by a publishing company, and they want to actually use that same title, but expand it into a much kind of more in-depth book about pelvic health. So I'm working on that, and I'm also working on expanding the app that I have. So the 28 day challenge, expanding what people then can, because they want more after that. So what they can have access to afterwards. I'm creating a membership there. So it's. You know, always something to do in the world of pelvic health, and I love it, and I'll keep going.
Well, you're inspiring. And is there anything else you'd like to add, Kim?
I think I always like to leave a parting message, that two things. One, don't accept pads as your destiny. It is absolutely not something we need to just accept that it's normal because we're getting older or because we've had children or what have you. And the other is, see a pelvic floor physiotherapist annually. And that's something I say in every talk that I do. I believe they are like the dentists for our pelvic floor. So they, we go to the dentist each year, sometimes twice a year, without any symptoms. We just go because we know we're supposed to. We get the cleaning, we get an assessment of our mouth. It's like a pre-screening to see if we have any cavities or anything that we need to address. And the same thing happens in our pelvic floor. Every year, if we go and have a check-in, assess the position of our organs, assess the ability of our muscles to contract and relax in a balanced way, the tissue hydration piece, the external genitalia, all of that stuff, if we can work with a professional, an expert in that area, they can do the pre-screening. They can help keep it in top shape. Like we take our car for servicing, like all these things that we do on a preventive maintenance perspective, we really should be doing with our pelvic health as well.
That's wonderful. And people want to follow you. Where can they go?
VaginaCoach.com is my website, and social media channels are also at VaginaCoach. So you can follow me there. And I look forward to hearing it. You can email me anytime, Kim@VaginaCoach.com, if you have questions. And I also have a private group because I know some people don't necessarily like to ask or interact in a public forum. So I do have a private group called Box Talk on Facebook. And so you can submit a request to join. There's a couple questions to ask. And then that's a safe private place for people to ask questions, to communicate with others in the community. A lot of people say like, oh my gosh, I have that too. And this is what I did. And so it's a really nice place for people to feel like they're not alone.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And then for the challenge, they can go to your website and mine, whoever, and then we'll do a random draw. So
yeah,
it's exciting.
Yeah. It'll be fun. You should come and join us too. It's fun. It's a great program. It's really fun and it's very engaging and people really like it. So I'd love to have you in your community. Yes.
I'd be honored and keep doing what you're doing. You are inspiring and it's exciting hearing all about this. You're going to have to come back.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Well, I always love chatting with you. So thank you for having me and would love to come back and keep doing what you're doing too. Cause I know that you have such an important role in our community as well. So you carry on as well.
You can.
Yeah.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment for today's episode, go to www.runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.